every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANEOACAGAPASLASLASLARRMMDRAMM. DRA, Eminem. We don't speak for Eminem either. DRA, HAPA, FA, MOUSE.
Or Daffy Duck.
Or Porky Pig.
Or Alvin or any of the chipmunks.
Or, what other cartoon characters don't we speak for? Hi, Davy. We don't speak for Davy and Goliath.
We don't speak for Wile E. Coyote. But he didn't speak for himself either.
And you know what's great? It's really easy to imitate Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
I just did. It was perfect. It sounded just like him. Come on, Shelly, do one for us. You got to have everyone has a cartoon impersonation they do at some point.
Woody Woodpecker? Yeah. Peanut Gallery wants me to do Woody Woodpecker. I don't know if I can.
That's not too shabby.
That's not bad at all.
Come on, Mark, you got one? Mark's thinking.
Yogi Bear.
Hey, boop boop.
Excuse me, Mr. Ranger, sir.
Yeah, there you
go.
There you go.
Get a picnic basket.
You guys know what this one is? Exit, stage left.
Snaggletooth.
Oh. How about, I don't know. I may be.
I'll do the Pink Panther.
You'll do the Pink Panther?
I'll stay there,
yeah.
Son.
Yeah.
How was that?
Pink Panther's pretty.
I'm a chicken hawk, and you're a chicken.
Goo, skiddly wet doo. Gonna go smoke me some olive oil.
Okay, we've degenerated already. We haven't even gotten to the topic yet.
The show went sideways before we even got to starting the show.
Welcome to Recovery 101, where it's all recovery. All the time. Shelly, if we needed a meeting, what should we be doing?
Well, not listening to this, for God's sake.
What should we be doing?
Go to a meeting. Put on your little shoesies. Get off your butt and go to a meeting.
Mark?
Turn up the volume because you're about to get a full dose of recovery.
Sweet! Oh, my God.
You may OD on recovery by the time we're done with this show.
Did I welcome everybody? We did,
yes.
Right?
Did we welcome ourselves? You started to, and then you
welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. You know what time that is?
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Shout outs to Bill, Fran, Deborah and Brian.
Thank you to all you guys for sending me well wishes when I was laid up in the hospital. Shelly's looking at me like, what?
Well wishes? They wished you wells?
Where's Donald been?
Bill Piper sent me money to go have dinner on.
Yes, he did, actually, on PayPal.
Yes.
That's because it's Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill P. Donald. We had Donald a couple weeks ago. He sent something in.
Okay.
He hasn't sent anything in this week, though.
How about Howard? How's Howard doing?
Howard's doing okay.
Awesome. Hi, Howard.
Let's see. Where was I? In Cologne, Germany. That's where I was.
Oh. The place where they make perfume.
This story smells.
Yeah.
It is going to smell, actually. A company called Atomos has developed a disposable...
What's it called?
Atomos.
I thought it was Aramis for a second.
Atomos. A-D-A-M-U-S.
Me too. Everybody used to.
They've developed a disposable pocket urinal designed for emergency situations, and they specifically mention people with trained beer bladders. Now, this is from Germany, so, you know, obviously they're going to be thinking about guys at Oktoberfest. And it holds, I saw a picture of it. It's a blue bag, and it has a little opening on the top, and you stick it in your pants, like, you know, in the area. Well, it's got like a funnelly thing, and you'd put your the top of your Schweinsteiger in the little, never mind. Anyway, it can hold up to 3/4 of a liter, and then when it's full, it has this stuff in it, like this gel stuff that when you pee in it, it like neutralizes the odor, and then you seal it up and throw it away. And, you know, since they specifically mentioned beer bladders, I'm assuming they're going to sell a lot of these at Oktoberfest.
If I could remember what the name of the product is, but it's one of those videos on YouTube that's like the world's most disturbing commercials. And there's this one where it's a golf club that, you know, you have like your towel hanging down in front, and it's like a putter that you pee into. So you could be out there like way out on the greens and be like practicing your putting to the side and be peeing this thing, and it holds like a whole bunch of pee.
Does it run out the bottom?
But like, no, it's
if it ran out the bottom, it would be cool. On the golf
course? It should.
Yeah.
It should. But they've got pictures of guys like using it out on, and you see the guy and the guy, and it's kind of creepy because the guy looks like side to side and he pulls it out and he goes, and then he's like smiling. I'm like, wow.
Yikes.
Take a full swing with the golf clubs like a guy on a water ski.
We have sort of
a
hero.
Spray in your face.
We have sort of a hero of the week story, but it's, you might want to do the raspberry because he really tried. He wanted to be a hero. So get out your kazoos and do something. I don't know what.
Well, if he wanted to be a hero.
Do like a garage or something. I don't know.
If he wanted to be a hero. You know what I was feeling like? I was kind of feeling like Peter Frampton there for a second.
Jeez.
Brian over there is in the peanut gallery at 20 years old going, who the hell is Peter Frampton?
Okay, so at any rate, we're in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Sweet.
A passing motorist tried to prevent a woman from being mugged.
The operative word is tried?
Well, he restrained the man. The motorist, you know, got out of his car. He stopped, got out of his car, ran over and held the man down, restrained the man so that she could get away. And unfortunately, he discovered after he did that she was the one mugging him.
Oh.
And she got away with $400 in cash and a gold chain worth about $500. So that's why I say he wanted to be a hero. He tried really hard. He did what he thought was the right thing, but...
No.
Yeah, my sponsee says that's what you would call a fail.
Yeah, epic, epic fail.
Can you imagine how mad the guy must be thinking, oh, here comes somebody
to help
me. He's
like, I had a chance to catch her, and this person tackles me.
In Salt Lake City, Marta Rubalcaba, we may have mentioned this on another show, but part of this story.
The name sounds familiar.
This is an update. She used her 3-month-old niece as a drug mule, put her in her little car seat in the back car, and then used...
I remember something like
then
this.
Then tucked the drugs down behind the baby to hide them. She went to jail. They let her out on bail, and the update is that she has been missing since Monday and has gone FTA.
Well,
and the parents of the kid are now under investigation as well. And I'm thinking, why did you give the kid back to the parents if you're going to investigate them? Why not send the kid to Child Protective Services?
Did she go FTA on an RTD?
Well, FTA is failure to appear. RTD is Rapid Transit District.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's FTA on a bus. On an RTD.
Yeah.
Possibly.
She's on a bus outbound.
Okay, the planes are flying real low tonight, apparently. Yeah. In St. George, Utah. Brian's been really busy this week.
Been to St. George. They want to charge you extra for a temple view room in St. George. You tell them. They say, you want the Temple View room? You say, how much extra is it? It's like 30 extra bucks a night or something. I'm like, no.
Can't you see the temple from everywhere in St. George?
Yeah, except on the other side of the hotel you can't see because it doesn't face it.
And you save 30 bucks.
Yep.
You walk out the door and walk around the corner.
It's the largest building in the city. You can't miss it. It's quite beautiful.
Well, it may be the largest building,
but
just outside of the city limits in the Dixie National Forest was the largest pot plant stand.
Potted plant stand
pot.
Or
pot marijuana? Plant. Marijuana, Mary Jane. 3,600 plants. Net value of $7.2 million.
Growing in the backyard of the church.
It took 60 people.
60 days to smoke it all.
It took 60 people, 14 hours to pick it all, and 12 tons of Twinkies.
The crop had was apparently ready to harvest. It took 60 people to clear it. They did not burn it on site. They removed it entirely.
Oh, they burned it later.
Yeah.
At the Goo Goo Dolls concert.
One hit at a time.
Yeah, one hit at a time. Well, they had to remove it because apparently the guys that were, they haven't arrested anybody yet.
They never do.
They did a lot of damage to the public land there. There's trash and tons of fertilizer that they trucked in there. They had built a pipeline because there's no water source in that little area. They'd built a little pipeline for water, and then all the fertilizer that they used was running off and polluting a waterway.
The groundwater?
The hill. The ground, yeah. And there was trash everywhere, and it was just a mess. So they've
got
to clean
that
up.
Those damn dope fiends?
Yeah.
Was the random pipeline for the water like a tip-off?
No, actually, they had to uncover it. They couldn't figure out why there were 3,600 pot plants with no water source.
Oh.
And they found it. They had put the pipe in, like, and they didn't completely bury it. It was slightly buried, but they did have to look for it. It wasn't readily apparent.
Interesting.
Because they were real stoned when they were trying to find it.
Yeah.
Dude, where's the water? Why? I got cotton mouth.
I got to wonder if you're, like, collecting that much weed and you're digging up. Because I went through a weed field one time and I put my hands out to the side. This guy goes, walk through, put your hands out to the side. And when I got, there was so much resin and crystals that you could literally scrape them off your hand with, like, a credit card. And we ended up with a baggie full of, like, resiny crystals.
What'd you do with them?
Smoked them.
Okay.
But let's say you're the guy from the whatever, Forest Service or, you know, DEA or whatever. You would think having that much resin and crystals on your hand for long enough, you'd have to absorb some of it.
I think they go out there in hazmat suits.
Really?
Yeah. The Peanut Gallery is asking if they take volunteers.
In Nepal. We have a story from Nepal.
I'm from Nepal.
Mohammed Salmadin.
Salmadin.
He's a rice farmer. He got bitten by a cobra when he was out in his field.
And after 10 days of agonizing pain, the cobra died.
Almost.
That's a Chuck Norris joke.
He said that he could have killed it with a stick, but he got angry, so he grabbed the cobra and bit it. He bit it back. He bit it until it was dead.
The cobra got an infection.
Yeah, well, he did, and then he said, well, a snake charmer told him once that if a snake bites you, then you should bite the snake, and then nothing will happen to you.
Yeah.
He did have to be taken to the hospital where he was treated and discharged, but he is going to be okay.
And discharge or for discharge?
And discharge.
Man bites dog.
Yes.
News at 11.
Now, where was the robo-deer? Oh, Sarasota.
Robo-deer.
Sarasota.
Florida!
Thank you.
That's where all the robo-deers hang out.
To prevent people from going game hunting off-season, which apparently illegal poachers...
Robo-deer shoots back.
Illegal poachers are a problem in Sarasota, apparently. They have built robot deer that stand out there, move their heads around, you know, and look kind of like deer. So the half-drunks... and then they have cameras, and the cops are monitoring the cameras. And they have, you know, the half-drunk hunters come by, it's a deer, and they start shooting at it, and they nab them.
I'd put weapons inside.
I think the deer should shoot back.
Shoot back. That'd make it equal.
That'd be awesome. Robo deer. Nabbed another one. 280 pounds. Look at that motherfucker.
But can you imagine? You're like twice the legal limit. You're staggering around. You see a deer. It's a deer. And it's just in there. Let's shoot it. And you shoot it like 50 times and it doesn't move.
Yeah, you shoot it like 11 times and it doesn't fall.
Wouldn't that freak you out?
You see fur flying off it. You're like, that's a hell of a deer right there, man.
That would kind of freak me out, I think. We have a shout out for the Goodlettsville, Tennessee American or U.S. Championship Little League team.
Sweet.
Yep, they are moving on. We talked about this a couple of shows ago. They will be...
For Goodlettsville, if they don't win, it's a shame.
So anyway, they're now the U.S.
She's
champs.
Like, so anyway.
They will be facing off in the final game, the actual World Series against Japan.
There you go. The International World Series. So yes. They're the U.S. champions.
Yes.
Sweet. That's good as it is.
And good. Where do they play the Little League World Series at?
It just says that Tennessee will face Tokyo on Sunday.
You know when they won, Shelley?
Doesn't say where.
Williamsport?
Virginia?
Pennsylvania.
Shelley,
Oh, I didn't know.
You know when it went? You know when that game happened?
What?
When you were looking at that game and you said, oh, this game's not going well for them because they were down 1-0 in the first round.
That was the game before that.
Oh. Because then in the second inning, they hit two home runs, one after the other. I'm like, oh, yeah, these guys are rocking.
Yeah, no, that was the game before that. When we saw that at Sushi, yeah, that was the game before this one.
Okay.
Let's see.
The game before the game is like the meeting after the meeting.
Yeah.
In Cookeville, Tennessee, apparently, you know the old, this has been going around forever and ever. It's, you know, you text somebody, okay, I hid the body, now what? Apparently, some people still are not in on the joke. Because in Tennessee, the cops started getting a whole bunch of messages from people saying, I'm getting these strange text messages from people saying they've hidden bodies. I don't know what to do. So then the cops try to trace it back and find out who's sending the text messages. And it's taking up quite a bit of police time, actually.
So why are they even doing that?
I don't know. But you know, at some point, somebody has got to say, dude, like put out like a PSA or something. This is not real. Of course, then there'll be one time that it is real and, you know. It's supposed to be like a humorous. It's a prank. It's a, you know. Anyway,
it's not very prank like.
No, but
a prank is going up on your teacher, your substitute teacher's roll call list and writing Mike, last name Hunt. That's a prank.
A prank is going up on somebody's front porch and peeing on their welcome mat and then watching when the person wipes their feet before they go in. That's a prank.
We've got a couple more that we got to get to.
Okay.
That'd be a prank.
We do have to report the passing of Neil Armstrong.
What's your number?
Oh.
First man to walk on the moon.
What's your number?
What's your number, Aaron Payne?
Easy does it, guys. Like a 5.
Okay.
He was 82 years old. He died from complications relating to heart surgery. Neil Armstrong.
Oh, complications of heart surgery.
One step. Well, it was supposed to be one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind, but there was a interference in the transmission and it ended up being one small step for man. We missed the A, which is why a lot of people went, huh? Like, it didn't make sense.
I thought he said one small step for mankind.
He did. He said. Okay. The historic quote is, this is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. What he meant to say, or what he did say, but there was interference, we lost the article A. It was supposed to be, this is one small step for a man.
It ended up in Canada.
So not only did we lose the A, we lost the entire word kind.
No, we didn't.
Jeez.
Never mind.
The A ended up in Canada.
Yeah, but clearly.
My pain level is about a 20.
Your pain in the ass level.
Oh! Yes, really. Okay, hero alert, hero alert. This is an actual hero. Jenner, why do we do this? We go through this every time there's a hero of the week. He starts doing Bridge Over the River Kwai.
We're doing it real low so you can talk over it.
Jennifer Vasilikos needed $20,000 for surgery for a stem cell procedure that's not available in the U.S. but would help save her life. So, okay, I can't do this with that racket going on. So she was doing various fundraising things. Like she would, you know, her friends would gather and try and do a car wash. They held bake sales. They were trying to raise the $20,000.
They should have gotten now involved for the bake sale.
It's a hell of a bake sale. You'd have to be selling weed brownies for that.
For now?
She was handing out flyers. She was on the corner handing out flyers for her next fundraising event when Ty Warner, the founder of the Beanie Baby Company, pulled over. He was lost, and he asked her for directions. And he took a flyer from her, and he gave her $50. And he circled around the block, thought about it. And he came back, and he said, your fundraising days are over. And he gave her a $20,000 check to send her to get her surgery so that she could to save her life. And the reason why he did it is because he said, I never get lost. He said, God had to have put me there for that purpose because I never get lost. I never have to ask directions. And I had to that day, and it happened to be her.
Well, he's a guy.
A guy?
No, but that's a heroic thing.
A guy would admit to murder before he'd admit he was lost.
I think that's fairly heroic.
It's all good. I like it.
Okay.
Beanie Jeez. Babies.
You guys are, like, so anticlimactic.
That's not what you said the other night.
We anticlimaxed.
There was one more I wanted to do, even though...
I'm pro-climax.
We're, like, way over time. Oh, this is the one I wanted to do.
I'm way in favor of climax.
We're way over time, but we have to do one more. This one more. I thought this was hilarious. The U.S. government, the DEA, has an excellent case against a doctor. He's now a fugitive. He was in Miami.
Florida!
His name's Armando Angulo. He was brought up on charges of drug trafficking, basically, but a lot of it had to do with he was a pill mill doctor.
Well, he needed a third name in order for it to be stick.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think he really did it.
No.
They have an airtight case against this guy, and he's fled, so he's probably not coming back.
It's airtight?
It's an airtight case.
Can't breathe?
Cannot breathe.
Okay.
They're dropping the charges.
Of course, because they only had two names.
No, because his evidence is taking up too much space on their servers.
Okay.
That's how much evidence they have. They have 400,000 pages of evidence, and it takes up... You could print War and Peace 625,000 times with that. It's taking up 5% of the worldwide DEA global storage network.
Wait, so because he's so big, he gets off?
Wait.
Yes, basically.
It's text?
Yes, and it's taking up 5% of their servers. Now, the writer
400,000 pages of text probably wouldn't even fill that 1.5 terabyte hard drive I have.
Okay, the writer of the article points out that perhaps the DEA might want to go and get an external hard drive that can be purchased at Best Buy for $100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. 400,000 pages of text, I guarantee. Wait.
Well, no, there's pictures, too. I mean, it's text and pictures. It's a whole entire case.
It doesn't matter.
So if I decide I want to go into the drug business, I should just take a bunch of pictures and leave a bunch of evidence because if I have too much evidence, I can't.
Yes. The more evidence they collect on you, the less likely it will be that you will get prosecuted. Because they just don't have the space on their hard drive.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Yes, their servers got too full.
I had to go away for 6 to 8 years.
I just thought that was rather amusing. I think maybe we should do a collection. We should take up a collection to buy the DEA a hard drive.
Yeah. FBI, why don't
Marty gets into his pocket here.
Why don't you go appropriate a hard drive?
Yeah.
I think I paid $80 for the 2 terabyte one I have at my store.
My question is, how many computers do you think they have seized over the years?
That all have hard drives.
Hard drives.
I don't know, but they're not using them. All right, that is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
Our friend Ira.
And Sober College.
Yes.
Why not?
Why not?
And to the band Evalove, and to the band Booby Trap, and to the band Electra, all who have so lovingly let us use their music. Sweet.
Dude.
Lovingly?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that they don't love us.
They love us.
You weren't there.
They love us. Shelley, everyone loves us.
Marty was there. Oh, Electra loved us. So did the girl from Booby Trap.
But weren't the girls there, and are we not using their music anymore?
And Forever Amber, they were there. Well, we're waiting because they're coming out with a new album.
Oh.
Not an actual album? Not that we will never use them, but...
An actual album?
Well, they have an actual album. Yeah, not an album.
Like vinyl? And
like a CD.
Okay.
Well, I heard something that there's some company that... I can't remember who it is, but some artist is releasing something like only on vinyl. I heard that.
Yeah. Actually, a CD is still an album. The word album comes from the Latin albernus, which means white. And in Roman times, public records were carved on white stones. Album, and they called them albums. So it's actually a CD because it's a public record. It's still an album.
What was the thing? Didn't I say...
What?
What did I say? 100% pain in the ass? What was that?
It's just a little bit of trivia. Jeez. Don't get your knickers in a twist. Yes, the White Album. Marty is right. The Peanut Gallery is absolutely correct. The White Album, Beatles White Album, which is not actually the title. The title is The Beatles. It doesn't say White Album on it anywhere. But everybody calls it the White Album, and that is redundant. Because album actually means white.
I do not believe the Beatles White Album even says The Beatles on it.
Yes, it does.
Does it?
Yes.
It's not just a white album on the cover?
No. It does say The Beatles.
Oh, it's embossed. You're welcome.
Bossa Nova, man. So, Shelley, step 10.
Continue to take personal inventory when we were wrong, promptly admit it.
Promptly.
With the quickness. She didn't have to think of all the other ones for that.
She's been thinking about it.
I have been thinking about it. I figured it out earlier.
Sweet. So, what do you think? Let's start with you.
I don't know. I mean, you do it every day. It's one of those. It's a maintenance step. You have to do it every day.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, when I first started, I had to actually read page 86 every day. You know, go down the list of questions: who have I harmed? How was my day? Basically, you know, do I owe an amends? Blah blah blah. Now I don't actually have to go and get my book and read the page. I just kind of do it automatically. You know, okay, what did I F up today? You know, for me, a successful day is a day when I get into bed and I have no wreckage.
So what if you get into bed and you have wreckage?
Then the next day I have to get up and make a point of fixing whatever it was that I messed up.
Is that prompt enough?
Well, considering that I don't go to bed till 11, I'm not really going to call anybody in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Maybe, what if they're up all night because they're bothered by what you did?
Well, I wouldn't know that, would I?
You could have saved them.
What if they were asleep and I wake them up? Then I've created another thing that I have to make an amends for.
No, you do a precognitive amends for that. You say, A, I'd like to say I'm sorry for waking you up. And B, remember that thing I did that really pissed you off earlier today?
You mean preemptive, not precognitive.
No, precognitive, because you had to think about doing it first.
No, precognitive, that would mean you knew you were going to do it before you did it.
Usually you do with
the 10th step. Precognition means you've seen the future.
Yeah, usually 10th step, you know you're going to do it before you do it.
Precognition means that you can see into the future. Preemptive means you're cutting something off before it gets started. You're apologizing before you really...
So if I say, I'm going to go do a 10th step later, how is that not precognitive? I know I'm going to do it later.
Because you didn't predict something that no one else knows. Like
that person doesn't know I'm going to make an amends to them.
No, oh, never mind. Whatever. Just move on. You used the wrong word. You should have said preemptive.
Wow. 100% pain in the ass.
And what would you do if I were not here being a pain in your ass?
Wow.
The pain in your chest would probably go away, too.
Oh. Shelly's ready to start swinging the mics now.
Nope.
Ding, 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 round one.
Yeah, ding, ding, round one.
Nope, it's all good.
Shelly's all, it's all good. I got the humble trophy right here. Oh, Marty's handing her a pair of scissors. They can carve our hearts right out of our chest. Yeah. I'll show you heart trouble. So, Mark.
Yes.
Step 10.
My sponsor taught me about step 10, and it has made my life so much better. I don't have to hang on to any of those resentments, any of those things that pissed me off, any of those things that pissed other people off. And it taught me... What's your number, Bruce?
6.
We're just going to carry this for a while. I'm sorry that you're a 6. Those of us who are 8s and 9s, feel for you guys who are 6s.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. So, but, no, you know, I...
You're going to make amends for that later, you bastard.
On a daily basis, I can look and, you know, who'd I screw, how'd I screw them, and how do I unscrew it? So, but, you know, it's helped me a lot because it's one of those steps that by doing it on a daily basis, I don't have that inventory buildup that I have to take. It cuts back on those fourth steps.
Well, I found out from my sponsor that at least for probably the first year after I wrote my first big inventory, when I get the more will be revealed, he's like, oh, we just do that as a 10th step.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of them. There was a lot more then than there is now, at least stuff from the past. You know, there'll be a lot of times when I have something happen with someone where I don't have to wait till the end of the day to figure it out. Most people, I think, know when they do something, like, within seconds. I've done things before that while I'm in the middle of doing them, I'm like, oh, hey.
Pump the brakes, son.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes.
It's like, oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. I'm into 10-step territory. I haven't even finished my statement yet.
You notice how now, instead of trying to cover that up, sometimes you just stop talking?
Yeah.
You just stop for a moment and go, let's move to a new subject. This wasn't going to go well.
What does it say in the big book? Hey, honey, this is getting serious.
I'm sorry I got disturbed.
I'm sorry I got disturbed. Let's talk about this later. Because you know that's the way it always goes with couples.
Yes.
Excuse me, honey. I'm sorry I got disturbed. Let's talk about this later. Yeah.
And, of course, then they always say, well, of course, dear.
Yeah.
Not, we'll talk about this now.
F you.
Yeah.
That's like one of those things like, you know, what women say. Would you say I look fine? You bastard. And then there's the things like, you know. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead means, in woman speak, go ahead means whatever it is you're thinking about doing, you'd better not do it. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead is not permission. Go ahead is a dare. Go ahead. Try it. See what happens.
And you know what's funny about guys? If I tell Mark, he says, I'm thinking about doing this, I say, go ahead.
Okay.
Mark will be like, okay.
I'll go do it.
Yeah. Because that's what it means in guy talk.
I had a 10-step experience on Wednesday when you got discharged from the hospital.
You did. I was going to bring that up. I forgot about
it. Actually, the nurse came. The doctor did not even come back to talk to him about the discharge or anything. Just disappeared.
Was this the dipshit that had no idea what they were doing?
Yes, basically. And the nurse came in to tell us he was being discharged. And I was just apoplectic. I was so, well, no, I wasn't actually, because that means you don't know what to say. I knew what to say. Boy, did I know what to say. And I was about to start unloading, and I was like,
you
halfway
did start
through,
unloading.
I was about halfway through what I was going to say, and I went, whoa, wait a minute. The nurse didn't do anything. I actually had to leave the room. I'm going downstairs.
You weren't about to start unloading. You had started unloading.
I just said, I got halfway through what I was saying.
Yeah.
Jeez. And I had to leave the room because I was so upset, and I knew that it would be a really bad idea to finish what I was saying because it wasn't her fault, and the nurses actually at the hospital were quite good. So I leave.
Can I tell you what you said?
Did you send him a text?
I don't know. Did I?
Sorry, so slow. They're clueless and they're pissing me off. He has serious pain and they want to send him home with Motrin. They are morons.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, actually, I didn't say
I don't even know if this doctor's board certified.
She said she didn't even know if the hospital's board certified.
No, the hospital doesn't get board certified. It gets joint commission. At any rate, so I left. I come back as they're finishing up the discharge and everything, and we were leaving, and it was really bugging me. I'm like, no, do it. Just do it now because you'll probably never see this nurse again. So I turned around and made Bruce wait.
Were you planning on killing her?
Well, I went to find the nurse and apologized to her, and she was really nice about it, and she said, I understand.
Bruce is in a wheelchair in the hallway.
Yes, and I made him wait.
Flopping like a fish.
Yeah, let's hear what she told Marty. Wait, give him a mic.
He doesn't have
a mic.
Give him a mic.
She said, texted me, I don't know how it goes. The docs aren't telling us anything useful. They won't even really tell us when he can come home, and he still has pain. It is frustrating, period.
Well, that's not as good as what she said to Mark. They're a bunch of morons.
I caught her at a better time, obviously.
Yeah, they're a bunch of morons.
See, she really did care.
So, Dr. Shelley, what's wrong with me? What do I have?
I don't know. That was my frustration is I don't know.
Moron.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think you have a cute angina.
As opposed to an ugly angina.
Have you ever seen people do this? Because I've seen people do this. We did this once before, like a long time ago on the show, like years ago on shows that aren't even up anymore, where it was like I'd say something to Mark and say, hey, Mark, I'm sorry. And you'd be like, for what? You
for what?
Dick? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry for calling you a dick.
Oh, okay.
Was that precognitive or preemptive?
It was premeditated.
Premeditated.
That was before you meditate. That's the next step.
Yeah, that's the next one next time. So, Shelley, what are your final words on step 10?
Step 10 is the first of the maintenance steps, and it is the most important because it's what you carry with you. I think it's the most important. It's how you then manage to get through the rest of your life with... Every freaking time I do final words, you start laughing.
He did it. He did it. I'm
what is wrong with you?
Listen. I'm feeling my chest because I'm feeling pain. And I'm rubbing my hand across. And I look over and Mark is like drawing circles around his nipple. I mean, come on.
I wonder what you were doing.
Oh, yeah.
You're... Your pain level and my arousal nipple.
I'll be looking over there, too. I'm sorry. Jeez, I wasn't trying to... That was not my fault. I was experiencing pain.
Now I don't even know where I was. Where was
I? Okay, we'll start over again.
I don't know. Just do it, all right?
You said it was a maintenance step.
Maintenance step.
The first of the maintenance step and that
most
it was the most important
step.
To you. That's funny. Mark and I know where you were. Because
we were
listening.
We were paying attention. We can multitask.
I don't know. I just think if you keep up with your 10th step, it greatly reduces the chance of you having to do another fourth step.
A ginormous fourth step? Mark.
What?
10th step.
I agree with Shelley. It's an important step. Do it on a daily basis. Helps bring peace and serenity to your life.
Yeah. I could say ditto. That would get me out of a lot of talking right now. Ditto. A fine, fine pair of jeans from back in the day. Anybody ever remember those?
Yes, I remember those.
Did you have any?
I think I did.
Those were pretty good. Do you remember Ditto jeans?
Absolutely.
They were not the best, though.
Love Ditto jeans.
What were the best?
Bongo.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Jordache.
Chemin de fer.
Chemin de fer jeans.
Strings up
the
back.
The ones that had laces up the back for easy undoing.
But those didn't really do anything. There was a panel there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. But here's the thing. It looked like it did something.
We thought they could.
Yeah. We thought they could. And by the time when you got to someone that would let you do it, they'd just take their pants off anyway.
Yeah.
So, Shelley. Who is, what if someone was listening to the show?
We ask them why.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really, I'm doing a 10th step right now. I'm really sorry.
We're sorry about you having to listen to the show.
Yeah. Listen to the show. Go to recovery101.net. Click on one of the shows. Click like if you're a member of Podomatic. Thank you. You've just helped our numbers.
It does.
Yes, it's a
really
a lovely thing. It helps us out. If you're not a member of Podomatic, you can then become a member of Podomatic. It's free. You should.
And fun.
There's all kinds of stuff to do. You can put us on playlists. You can friend us, get automatic updates of when the shows are posted. You can follow us. You can like all the old shows and leave comments and topic suggestions. And it's a marvelous thing.
It's for free and for fun.
Comments are up. But topic suggestions never show up on them.
And you know what? I was going to mention this. If it's a show you've already heard before, whether you heard it on Facebook or something, and you wanted to leave a comment on it, it's okay. You can like it, and you can add it to a playlist. Because I see people that comment on, like, a show that maybe they listened on Podomatic, but it could be a show that you listen to on some other way and go back to that show if you want to leave a comment, or if you left a comment on Facebook. Go back and choose that show and push permalink. It'll come up. Leave a comment there. It's awesome.
Yes.
Mark.
What?
How about our friend back east?
Eddie Bruce.
The other white meat.
From the city of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Romance. He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can best access that by going to our recovery101.net site, scrolling down, click the link. Take you to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have an Alano Club or a recovery home or someplace where the sick gather, contact Bruce and he'll send you out copies to strew about the area.
Is that why he sends copies to us? Because so we can strew them about we the garage?
Strew,
because
no, strew he
them.
Sends them to us
there
because
are sick people here.
Because we are where the sick gather.
Yeah.
But we've taken some, like, over to Charter Oak and stuff.
Yeah.
I take them out to IE.
Abalule. And did you say, yeah, you did the thing about franchises.
No, I didn't.
Oh. F them.
Yeah. If they're not signing up for franchises by now, F them.
They probably never will.
That's right.
Marty's going to get one, though. Franchise. 12-Step Gazette.
Fran's going to get one.
Fran should have a franchise. We've said that before, but I mean, come on. Your name's Fran. Franchise. Right now, Fran a little busy.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Titans season.
Yeah.
Do we have... Not getting ready. They're doing fairly well.
Yeah. Titans, the official team of Recovery 101 Radio.
Go Chargers.
Go Chargers? I'll say go Titans.
Go
Chargers. We don't have a local team here.
We do, too. We have the USC Trojans. They're our local professional team.
That is not our local team.
That is our local team.
Oh, yeah,
college team. We also have the Bruins.
Who?
The Bruins.
We only follow major football.
Move on. Not worthy of a response.
USC, named after a prophylactic, the Trojans. Could be better than being named after a bear, though. I don't know. We have email addresses.
We do.
For rants, raves, and topic suggestions at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, it's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure don't. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Oh, crap.
That means we've come to the end of a recovery-packed episode?
In the headlines.
Told you it'd be full of recovery.
It's Booby Trap Restraints.
Ooh. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I wait for my dream. What if I hear outside?